other things maybe that we haven't covered that I should have asked about and maybe, you know, I didn't today? Tell me what else is important.
I would like to get a direct answer from Center of Disease Control or OSHA, and let us get some direct answers from some toxicologists that have real credibility instead of playing damage control, and find out what some of the tests might be or some of the options might be for getting physical health to feel better.
Did you ever work at or have anything to do with the plutonium finishing plant?
No.
Okay. Okay.
We accepted their waste, their D5 transfers that came at 244TX, and there was at least four occasions to where they used neutron poisons in 244TX because they were afraid that the transfer, which was out of spec, might go critical.
I've read that in fact that was part of the transfers from PFP were part of the reason that the T evaporator had to shut down because it got overburdened.
Yeah.
With radioactivity.
Right. So to say, did I ever work at Dash 5? No. But Dash 5 worked at tank farms because they sent their waste to us.
And so some of that waste would have been highly all radioactive, but some of it would have had the chemicals used in PFP.
Right.
And which included a lot of carbon tetrachloride and some of the same chemicals as Purex, but also carbon tet.
It was an interesting little joke that we had, is that they had three different parameters for accepting waste for a D5 transfer. And if it didn't make the one set of parameters, we try the other. If it didn't make the other set of parameters, we try the other. It ended up to where there was times where they had maybe four different sets of parameters, and guess what? Every time that waste would be transferred down, they'd find a way to make sure they got transferred down to tank farms. So tank farms got whatever gift they had to send.
From D5 to TX and the T evaporator. Okay. So again, you were talking about the present, and I interrupted you to talk about PFP, but you want to have independent toxicology involvement and credible agencies.
Right, and they need to do some major studies out here because we're the perfect guinea pigs. They might not want the results to be known, but they got to quit studying behind the scenes because the body count keeps going up, and there's a lot of people that are connecting the dots more and more about how their mom and dad might have died out here and stuff like that, somebody in their family.
Now, the employee, I'm thinking of the Compensation Act, and I can't remember the name right now. Employees Occupational Compensation, Energy Employees Occupational Compensation.
Yeah, EOICPO.
Yeah. That covers some cancers and asbestosis, borreliosis, and can't remember one other thing that I can't remember. But it does not address chemicals, does it?
Part E does, but it's very, very poorly done right now.
What chemicals do they address or include in Part E?
I'm not sure. Any chemicals, I believe.
Okay, so you would that?
And I have a listing of the chemicals in that column that show at least some of the highlighted ones that I can remember.
Right. Would that be a goal to try to get some of these chemicals like toluene, acetone, others that you've listed, and have those included in a compensation act, or you know, mandatory screening or what?
I wish I knew, because there are so many chemicals that I don't know anything about.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. And I really don't know how many of them are that harmful to you, other than some of the ones that have been more highlighted that maybe I can find out about.
When you get the list that you've requested of the chemicals in the tanks, what will you do with that? I mean, why do you want that list?
Why? You have to know what has affected you before you can go for a real answer.
Right. We've talked about a lot of the chemicals. Do you think it's going to be hard to get inside some of these trademark ones, like, say, the fiberfill?
No, I've already gotten that.
So the company has records, and they've had either been willing to or had to share them.
Well, I didn't ask them first. I went to the source that has the MSDS historic bank, and the ones that I could recall.
Right. Is there adequate protection today or not in the tank farms?
No.
And what needs to be changed?
Until they start scrubbing these chemicals out of the tanks to keep them from getting airborne, we need to be on SCBA. I will always wear SCBA from now until the time I retire,
mm-hmm.
because I can't afford to lose any more lung capacity that I have.
Right.
And the doctors are going to automatically try to blame it on smoking, and I haven't smoked for over 16 years. I should have easily bounced back from most of that, and I haven't.
Do you think that the company is taking steps, or DOE is taking steps to make, you know, put those scrubbers on, or have you not heard that they've been funded or even requested?
No, they've got two exhaust stacks behind Smurf right now that have been sitting there for well over a year, and they're brand new. They cost $1 million each. And they're not going to scrub any chemical, but that was supposed to be part of the stack and the sticks, as far as I recall.
I didn't remember what that is, stack and the sticks?
Yeah, they're supposed to have 1,000 feet away from Sea Farm. They're going to have an exhauster to suck all the stuff away from Sea Farm and kill rabbits somewhere else instead of right at Sea Farm. I'm being facetious.
Yeah, and they never deployed those.
No. Why the funding went away, I don't know. But if they, you know, if they want VPP and they want to show worker protection, then, you know, what have you really done to go ahead and show the worker that they're being protected?
Are some tank farms worse than others, or are mm-hmm. they all offer jeopardy to people?
No,
there?
No. In my own mind, I'd say Sea Farm. AW Farm used to be when Purex was up and running, but I don't think it's near that bad now. But nevertheless, they put a new exhauster on there too. So Sea Farm for sure, AW Farm likely not, but then again, they haven't really disturbed the waste that I know of, so might have to change your mind on that. SX Farm, and SY Farm is supposed to have over 50% over the occupation exposure limit for mercury right now. If it's over 50% of the OEL, what the hell are we doing being off SCBA?
I see.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. It's flying in the face of logic. You got one, and you got something over here. And one definitely affects the other, but If it's over the occupation exposure limit, more than half, everything that we've been told so far is that you go ahead and wear your bottle there.
And do you feel the cartridges available today do catch all the chemicals if you wear the right ones?
The cartridges? No, because the manufacturer will not warranty that the cartridges that we get now, they will not warranty that it covers multiple chemicals. And so our IH group goes by individual chemicals. Well, it protects for this. It protects for this. Yeah, but it doesn't protect for, they just don't go there because it won't protect for multiple chemicals or synergistic effects.
Do you believe there are such, or do you know from research that such cartridges exist that would protect that we're not buying? Or are they just not made that will do this broad spectrum of chemicals?
As far as I know, I've never heard of anything that is made to protect. So then you go to the next level higher,
which is
your SCBA.
Okay. Now, how about the exhauster? I mean, is it possible to collect all the exhaust from all the tanks in a farm in one exhauster?
No, because the logistics is spread out way too far.
So should every tank have an exhauster?
Pretty much across the board. Now, with S-complex, maybe you get away with S and SX together. SY separate, probably just because of the size of the tanks. C-farm, likely stay separate. But you've got like AX, AY, there's different combinations for different chemicals, I think.
What about transfers, tank transfers? I mean, I hear they happen, virtually every day. Is that the case?
Well, not with our group. It's another group that handles those pretty much all the time.
But a lot, to your knowledge, do a lot of transfers happen, pretty continuously?
Yeah. And most of them are slow transfers, but if you get like cross-site transfer, that can be much faster.
Now, do you think those are dangerous, in that they intermix again too much? Or is it all pretty much, so bad now that it hardly matters if you mix it anymore?
Well, they try to say that it's homogeneous, but I don't know if they have all the true data to back that up.
Right. So would you want the site to be more cautious in making transfers or make fewer transfers?
I think they are a lot more cautious now. But I don't like this simultaneous transfer thing, because that's how you get the boot on the P-28 exhauster full of tank waste and spraying out the stack and that type of stuff. So, I think there were much, somebody thought, hey, what a good idea. Why stop one transfer when we can have both? Well, there's a reason for that.
Yeah. You say don't do that anymore, that's inherently unsafe. And have you been made to feel uncomfortable at work because of the fact that you're speaking out and seeing the council and stuff?
Not generally, but that one group of cowboys, they're so damn selfish anyhow. I don't, not that I went out of my way to not get along with them. They don't talk to you or nothing. They don't treat you civil at all, so why should I let that bother me?
Yeah. Why are they so, daring in the face of evidence that they may be harming themselves?
Lots of money. Lots of money. There's some of them that are making twice as what the average wage is for us.
Because
overtime and all this stuff.
Okay.
Bonuses, mainly in overtime.
Getting things done.
They pretty well call their own shots. You're talking the real elite when you get into that.
What about, would you allow one of your sons or daughters to go to work in the tank farms today?
No. several years ago before I found out a lot of stuff. Yeah, hey, you know.
You felt protected and and the money was good.
But,
or at least decent.
Over the last 3.5 years, I've totally changed my mind. I wouldn't recommend that to anybody's kids. Why condemn them to something like that? Possibility of being screwed up, or even if they're not, like my daughter wasn't, but obviously something happened to her when my dead son-in-law got her pregnant, messed up the genetic markers, and all of a sudden, you know, we've got some damage going here, folks, that's been transferred from one generation to the other. And I tell you, I would love for you to talk to her. I would love for the council to talk to her.
What about, I don't know, the legacy of what are we going to do with the tanks? It's all we hear about on the news. All you hear about. You hear about, you know, sometimes they say all the budget's going to go to the tanks and the rest of the Hanford projects are going to be really lean because the tanks have to get taken care of.
Isn't that something after all those years of neglect? Now they're top priority.
Do you think the work, as it is being pursued now, or it may even accelerate, do you think it's good? I mean, do you think it's okay? It's progress, or do you think it's progress at too high of a cost? There are too many people who will get hurt as we retrieve this and go on to the next steps.
Well, although they might be pointing in the right direction more all the time, nevertheless, my own take is that there's not enough people informed to the real hazards out there, and because of that, we're going to take more and more farms off of SCBA bottled air and go without a mask, and I can guarantee you the body count is going to go up all over again, and there's going to be another group of people that are going to have symptoms that they wish that they didn't have.
Do you think because the waste, or the liquid waste, is out of the single shells, that people have let their guard down and say, well, we're not going to have any more leakers, so and the liquid's not going to do any splashing back because it's all just salt cake and sludge. Do you think they're letting their guard down?
Maybe to an extent as far as the vapors go, but as far as the waste itself, all you did was move it from one place to another. You haven't neutralized it. You haven't done anything with it. It's still there. So it's hard to tell.
Do you think the evaporator workers are protected or exposed, or do you think as the waste comes into the evaporator, it's so well contained that it's not a problem for them?
From what I've read about articles in the past, not real long ago, about concerns about dimethylmercury and stuff like that with the evaporator, and once again, what are you doing? You're boiling off and heating stuff, right? So what other chemicals are being agitated and stirred that might be a little more docile if they weren't heated up? Of course, mercury is right there. I don't know what they've done for remediation of that problem. I haven't had anything to do with the evaporator in years. But I would hope that they'd take care of the workers there.
When you hear about the vitrification plant being delayed, does that frighten you that, you know, we're not getting to the final answer here yet?
No. So I think there's too much politics ahead of science, and maybe it's time to slow it down and delay it to where the science has a way of catching up.
I see. The tank farm push, I guess, and everyone's talking that, you know, in 2008 the budget may be such that tanks get more money, the other projects on the site get less. You know, in trying to make up the milestones of CHG and mobilize and pump out salt cake for more tanks faster, does that bode well or not Is that not a good thing in terms of what you see as more workers may?
All depends on the improvements on the technology.
Right now, there's nothing you can go and buy, except, you know, for SCBA. There's nothing you can go and buy that works well as a filter cartridge.
Or, as far as I know, yeah. The MSA is supposed to have a better setup on their bottled air than what Scott does. Scott has had a lot of problems out of tank farms with their equipment.
Yeah.
And a lot of identified problems that have been slow to be fixed.
When people say they choose not to wear SCBA, is that because they really believe that nothing out there will hurt them? Or is it because they feel that's going to be more expensive, and if the costs go up for materials, they might cut my job?
No, I think the biggest thing out there is that if they're not displaying symptoms, they're not going to worry about it. Is that really the kind of training the company wants to put across to their employees? Don't worry, be happy, you know? Because, I mean, there's examples of whole towns that are dying because of that mentality of being uninformed.
Are you speaking of other places?
Yes.
Is it... Well, we're going to have a little summary time now where Dale talks about kind of summing up what he's learned, what he feels about all this, what might make it better, and what kind of help is needed to make things better.
Oh, that's a tough one to tackle, but I don't know. Without being too naive, I probably am, though. Kind of seems like with every modern convenience that is created through chemicals and invention, that there's a downside. And I've read an article before, Scientific Site, I think it was, that some doctor was saying that, unfortunately, modern science is probably creating generations of people that are chemically poisoned due to the modern conveniences that we have. And I suppose when you're dealing with plastics and all this stuff, I can see lots of examples on the outside as well as Hanford. And so what I've done is caution my own kids and anybody else that, you know, they really need to watch out about being associated with those kind of jobs, and if they know anyone else that they really need to get them to pay attention to their working conditions. And it seems like it's a pretty good message to get out for everybody, that you don't want your kids to be condemned to any kind of misery and stuff well before their time, that pretty important is care more about people than just the bottom line of money. So lots of examples out there, unfortunately, and there just needs to be more consideration to what a person is, and than to just pay attention to the almighty dollar like so many people are willing to do. But I'm not one of them.
Are the tank farms fixable? And if so, what's it going to take?
They're fixable. I had a boss saying, you can't live in the past. And I fully agreed with him. You can't live in the past. But when you've got stuff that has been messed up in the past, you need to take that step backwards in order to come up with the right direction to go forwards. That's the way I feel. And as far as the honesty check, all these companies that are so anxious to throw their corporate attorneys at something should rethink it, because I firmly believe that if you can avoid the problem, that's the cheapest way to go. But if you do have a problem, admit it that much faster, and you're going to end up saving a heck of a lot of money in the long run, because you've got the trust of the employees. So, I don't know. I'd much rather trust the company out here, but they might be on the right track, but I'm not there yet. I need to get this truth out. That's my intent.
You mentioned the Centers for Disease Control and some other agencies. Whose help would you like at this point, and what should they do?
Well, the ones that have come out here and claim to be toxicologists and stuff like that, they've had some pretty bad reviews even by the Concerns Council and other people, as far as talking from a different planet or a different level. They did not relate well with any of the people that I know of. And I know there's a lot more honesty out there than what we got from them.